Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. You know that feeling when life throws a curveball and suddenly you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving deep into the world of coping mechanisms for stress. Because let's be real, in this crazy world, stress is like that annoying house guest who overstays their welcome unwanted and always lingering around. But guess what? We don't have to be those stressed out hosts. We can learn how to manage those little or big stressors and keep our cool. Think of it as building your own personal stress busting toolkit. We're talking about strategies that are practical, effective, and even a little bit fun. Okay, let's get right into it. 5 key takeaways to help you conquer stress like the boss you are. First up, mindfulness. This isn't just some hippy-dippy trend, folks. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that inner monologue that's constantly spiraling out of control. Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon when you just need to take a quick stroll? Mindfulness helps slow things down and brings clarity. Second, exercise. I know, sometimes the thought of working out when you're already stressed feels about as appealing as doing laundry on a Saturday night. But hear me out. Exercise is like a natural stress reliever. It releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. Think of it as your own personal happy juice factory. Third, get enough sleep. You know that feeling when you're running on fumes and everything feels overwhelming? That's exhaustion talking. Sleep deprivation makes stress worse. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Fourth, connect with others. Human beings are social creatures by nature. We need those connections, even when things are tough. Talking to a trusted friend or family member can help you process your emotions and feel supported. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Sometimes just venting about the day's stressors can make a world of difference. Finally, learn to say no. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your well-being. You don't have to be a superhero who saves the day every time. Sometimes saying no to extra commitments or requests is the best way to protect your energy and manage stress levels. Think of it like charging your phone. You need downtime to recharge and function at your best. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've been working late nights, juggling multiple tasks, and the pressure is mounting. Your mind starts racing, thoughts swirling like a tornado. You start feeling that familiar tightness in your chest, heart pounding, palms sweating, classic stress symptoms. Here's where our coping mechanisms come in. Instead of letting that stress spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, practicing some mindfulness. You visualize yourself delivering the presentation confidently and smoothly. Then, you decide to step away for a quick 15-minute walk, getting your blood flowing and those endorphins pumping. Afterward, you reach out to a supportive colleague, sharing some of your anxieties and feeling a sense of relief. Finally, you realize that saying no to that extra project deadline would give you the space you need to truly focus on this presentation. Remember, stress is a part of life, but it doesn't have to control us. By incorporating these coping mechanisms into our daily routines, we can build resilience and navigate life's challenges with grace and composure. Think of yourself as an architect, carefully constructing a fortress of well-being that can withstand any storm. So, go forth and conquer those stressors. Practice mindfulness, move your body, prioritize sleep, connect with loved ones, and don't be afraid to say no. You've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use some stress-busting tips. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, it helps others find the show. Until next time, stay balanced and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.